from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Company. All right. Larry Krueger coming up at 8:30. Tim Kawakami, 9:20 on the River Islands guest lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got your text, Lubman. I got your chat. 888-957-9570. Is Brandon Ayuk replaceable? What does his offense look like without Brandon Ayuk? Because right now, the way I'm looking at the depth chart and the way I'm looking at this football team is I'm assuming Brandon Ayuk's not going to be on this team. And from what I'm hearing at practice, when they break the huddle, Chris Conley has been your starting X wide receiver. Now, can he replace Brandon Ayuk? He made some big catches in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. So did Brandon Ayuk. Is Brock Purdy that good? Because that's the evolution now. We talk about it all the time. Last year, we were discussing this with Brock Purdy. Is he ready to elevate an offense by himself? He wasn't. But that's okay. He's only in his second year. I don't expect my second-year quarterback to elevate an offense. For crying out loud, Tom Brady wasn't asked to elevate an offense in his second or third year. They were a defense-led team in New England with a great running game, and he grew into that role. Brock Purdy may be there this year. He may be able to elevate this offense this season. We'll see about that. But what would this offense look like without Brandon Ayuk? What does it look like? Are they able to score the 29 points a game that they did last season, Shasky, without Brandon Ayuk?
Probably not. But I would say that there's two questions there. Like, can they replace Ayuk over a 2 or 3 year period? Maybe. For this year, probably not. You know, like that. Those are the questions. Like, because if you're talking about receiving back draft capital and no player, or even draft capital and let's say coming off of an ACL, you know, who's the right. Kendrick Bourne?
Kendrick Bourne.
You're downgrading. Like, you just are.
Right.
Even if you think Ricky Pearsall's awesome and can step right in, he is a rookie, right? And he's going to have his ups and downs. Can play the longest season of his career.
Right.
Right. There's so many elements. Never play a playoff game.
Yep.
Right. So you're talking about a battle-tested guy who's been in huge, huge playoff games, huge December and January games, the biggest stages. So
they made huge plays in those games.
Absolutely. Like, so. For this year, like, I find it very difficult to believe that they can find a way to replace or even aggregate amongst the guys who are on the team his production. Because I see a lot of like, well, this just means Kittle gets more targets and this guy. Yeah, they might get more targets, but they might not be as effective.
Yep.
I mean, there was a guy for the Miami Dolphins for many years, Landry, who'd have like 180 targets.
Jarvis Landry.
And he'd make like 900 yards because all like 1 yard little smoke screens.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, maybe Kittle catches 95 balls this year. But does he get over 1,100 yards? I don't know. Like, we will see. But, again, this is the NFL where random stuff does happen.
Yep, it does. It does.
But if Chris Conley is the one replacing him, that's not good.
It may be just for right now. It is practice. We haven't even played a preseason game. A lot of things can change in 3 weeks. Hell, Ricky Pearsall could be the starting X by week number one and we'll be ready to roll.
Well, that scares me too. Because, he's a young guy who is going to have learning curves. And even if he is one of these special outlier rookies, which is very few and far between. But if he is, like, okay, so he's used to a 13 or 14 game schedule.
Yeah.
That gets you to December.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go a whole nother 2 months on this team, because this team's question is not, can you win the division? This team's question is, can you win the Super Bowl?
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Vince at Columbus, Ohio. Vince, what is happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. Obviously, I'm a Steelers fan, so I've been keeping up with the Cy Yuke thing. And I obviously want him just so we're not having George Pickens double covered all game. But I was listening to 93.7 from Pittsburgh, and they were throwing out a hypothetical about trading with a second-round pick and our right guard, James Daniels. So I was just kind of wondering, from like our roster perspective, what do you guys think would be like a fair trade if it was just between us?
I'm going to be real with you. Most Niner fans don't see a fair trade to solve what they need for this season. Now, long term, it's a different question. Here's the better question I have for you. Who's better, that station you referenced or us?
He's already off the phone.
Oh, he's gone.
He's already off the line. He's already off the line. Vince, call back. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Like, I mean, like, get an alignment. Here's a great deal.
888-957-9570.
Okay, so the Niners get alignment, right? And look, it's tough for us to quantify how great linemen are. I mean, we're all of the consensus that Trent Williams is amazing. But if I asked a bunch of Niner fans, just at Levi's, who go to the games, do you pay Aaron Banks? I don't know how many people would even know what an average guard makes or how good he is or if they should keep him or not keep him. But when you bring up the receiver, we all play fantasy football, so we all feel like we know how good a player is.
I hear that. But you know what, though? I'm going to give the fans credit here. I think more and more fans are realizing that when it comes down to January and when it comes down to February, the games are won in the trenches.
Exactly.
They understand now. Because I've tried to do my part on these airways for as long as I've been in 95.7 a game. I've tried to talk a little offensive lineman, or at least highlight offensive line play and say, look, defensive line, offensive line can win or lose you playoff games. The Niners are down 24-7 because the Lions are running the ball down their damn throats and controlling the line of scrimmage. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers. For early on in that football game, they're controlling the line of scrimmage, and obviously the Niners couldn't get a lot of pass rush on Jordan Love, nor could they get a lot of pass rush on Jared Goff. Now, they ratcheted up in the second half and won those football games, but it's not lost on me that Brandon Ayuk made some critical catches in those. Hell, even in the Dallas game, where it was a defensive dogfight against the Dallas Cowboys 2 seasons ago in the divisional round, who made a big-time third-down catch for them? On a quick slant, it was Brandon Ayuk going over the middle of the field. Hell, a big-time third-down touchdown catch against the Detroit Lions. Third down, goal line, third and goal. Ayuk runs a great route in the end zone. Purdy hits him on the money, so they have great chemistry together. That's why I don't want to give up Brandon Ayuk, but what does this offense look without Brandon Ayuk? Are they able to continue? I guess for the people who do believe that they can win a lot of games without Brandon Ayuk and compete at a high level, I guess I would assume, Shasky, that it's because of the belief in Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, which I'm okay with, because I believe in those two guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Too.
I think the Niners really like him. I think they want him. I think they have a number that they feel he's worth. That also helps them build the team around, you know, Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy. Because you can't just pay, for example, like, let's give Justin Jefferson $85 million a year because he's the best and nobody's going, well, you still got to field out the rest of your team, right? So, like, I'm looking at these wide receiver numbers, and this is just the average salary. We know there's guarantees and you could renegotiate. Like, if they offered him, and we don't know, but if they offered him $27 or $28 million, that gets him into the top seven or so, okay? That's about where he is. If the number that he's demanding is 30, I would probably be like, dude, like 30?
I don't want to get into the money because I don't know what he's asking for. He's never said what he's asking for. He just got ticked off that numbers were leaked. But I don't know. I don't know where they're at in that deal. Now, Tom Pelissero yesterday said there's no deal done yesterday. This was pretty funny on NFL Network.
Well, Mike, it depends if you choose to listen to people who bought blue check marks on social media to pretend that they have information. And then the scam, as they do it, is they take real information, bits and pieces, and then they try to do the fake thing where they say, this is now done, where they're really just guessing and they're hoping, and then they just pretend the nine things they got wrong didn't actually happen. And then they'll just be like, when they get one right, they're like, oh, look at this over here. So no. There is no trade done to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is no trade done to any other team. No, the bro hug and the dap the other day does not mean Brandon Ayuk has agreed to terms on a new contract with the San Francisco 49ers. What I can tell you, since this is the Insiders, and this is a show that you should trust for accurate information and not whatever somebody's decided to aggregate and misrepresent for their own benefit, is that there certainly have been trade discussions surrounding Brandon Ayuk. In fact, certain specific other teams have been granted permission from the 49ers to speak with Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, and try to work out a contract that would have to be a part of any deal getting done. Now, that has a couple of effects here. One, of course, is that it allows Ayuk and his agent to see exactly what the market would be for a contract someplace else. It also does potentially allow them to get closer to finalizing a trade, but we're not there just yet.
So, how far apart are the 49ers?
Because
there's a lot of fake. There was a lot of things happening yesterday. I'm like, all right.
People online and stuff. Yeah, what was going on there?
Yeah, because, you know, these guys get paid to break news, and they know what time it is, and it's a big boy type of thing. And when you got just random check marks saying, oh, the deal's done, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers, like, wait a minute. Hold your horses a little bit.
Well, that,
you know
that
why
I agree,
people just want to jump the gun to be first.
That I agree with. But unfortunately, there are credible people who get information from people that is good sourced info that tends to be wrong.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, like, how many times have we felt like Debo's out the door and this guy's out the door and this is going to happen and that guy's, so I don't know. I'm
not mad at them for it. Hey, sometimes they
but
need to
here's
be
the thing I would say is
they
like, and you know sometimes. Me, I'm probably more, and I'm coming around on it. I'm coming around on like big media and all that stuff because I now acknowledge that I'm a part of it. But if you don't think credible members of the media have their own biases, well, then you're just misinformed.
Oh, no. Well, I think we understand that. I know a guy who writes for the Chronicle who has his biases. Mike Garofalo, are the Niners far apart still with Brandon Ayuk? What's going on with that? Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
Where are we? Well, we're not close. And they have made a recent run at it. From my understanding, Mike Yam, it's not like they haven't had any discussions. They have had preliminary discussions. You saw John Lynch say that Brandon Ayuk could play on the fifth-year option and play out his deal. They're comfortable with that. Then you got Ayuk doing the little finger thing, saying, hey, I could walk. So basically, it's a little bit of a standoff right now. Now, look, this is not where the Debo Samuel thing was. And as bad as that got, with Samuel basically requesting a trade, they were still able to salvage that. So let's not panic here. Let's not freak out. And maybe if it gets to the point where there's some offseason workouts and OTAs and Brandon Ayuk does a little finger emoji saying, yeah, I'm going to be walking the other way instead of going to those voluntary workouts. But he does love the 49ers, from my understanding, and he knows this is a team that is taking care of their guys when it's their turn, and there's no reason he feels like he shouldn't be next. He believes he's one of the top wide receivers in the league, so he expects to be paid in that realm, and the 49ers are not quite there at this point. So I think we've got some time before this one gets settled either way, but I know that the 49ers would like to eventually get Brandon Ayuk under extended contract. And I know that he would love to be there under the right price.
Is the sticking point a number? That's the way he made it sound. It sounds like a number. Because the sticking point, for example, with Klay Thompson was the years, right? It was the years.
It's the respect in the years.
Oh, okay. So, like, I think this is, like, there's clearly something. Because the DeForest Buckner thing, when it went back, DeForest wanted 21 or 22. I forget what the exact number was. Right. That was the amount of average money he was looking for. It was a very specific number. The Niners were like, we'll give you 18 or 19. And they were a couple million off. And they said the reason being is because we think we can get multiple players, you know, for whatever your contract is. And his sticking point was, no, I have to be paid X, Y, and Z. And then years later, he's obviously, you know, bent that he didn't get that money from the Niners. But the reality is, I think both parties lost in that situation. The Niners, you know, although they got a great year from Jimmy Ward, like the Eric Armstead deal wasn't that great, even though he had a couple of good years of production. We should have kept DeForest. We're still chasing money at D-tackle by paying Javon Hargrave, which has kind of sabotaged this Brandon Ayuk situation in terms of the wiggle room that they have now. And when was the last time DeForest Buckner played in a high-leverage game that you remember in January?
Well, he hasn't. He played in a game last year, and that's because of the Colts undoing with the quarterback spot in the offense or whatnot.
Both parties kind of lost. He got the money, but like both parties kind of lost, and I feel like this is going to be similar where both parties are going to regret if they move. I think that Ayuk's going to regret it. I think the Niners are going to regret it.
Well, this is interesting because I keep hearing a lot of like, you know what? Trey, Brandon Ayuk, there's a million receivers come out in college.
No, they're both going to regret this.
Well, I keep hearing that, you know, college is pumping out receivers left and right, blah, 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 blah. Just look at the 2020 NFL draft. Henry Ruggs went 12 overall.
He's now in jail.
Jerry Jeudy, 15th overall.
I think he stinks. He's on his third team?
No, second team.
Second.
Whatever. He's more known for getting into it with Steve Smith Sr. than he is for making plays on the football
field.
And
for dropping the pen when he went to go sign the new deal.
There you go. CeeDee Lamb, 17. I think CeeDee Lamb is an all-pro.
Yeah, but he's a great example. He is holding out and waiting to get paid.
Right. And has he showed up to training camp?
Nope.
He hasn't even showed up to training camp.
Nope. And he's their clear number one, right. He's their offense.
He's their offense. But I cited numbers from when Brandon Ayuk got released from the doghouse, and the numbers are very comparable to CeeDee Lamb's. And Ayuk's put up some great numbers, despite the limited opportunities. Jalen Reagor, 21 overall.
Reagor stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reagor stinks, right?
Yeah, stinks. Was he on second or third team?
He stinks, right? He was 21 overall.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, I think we all know he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
He's one of the greatest players the game's ever seen, right, being this good this early.
And then
you
got Brandon Ayuk, 25 overall, who has turned into an all-pro. So not only that, you got Chase Claypool later on. He's on his third team. He's kind of faded since his rookie year in Pittsburgh. Michael Pittman Jr., solid receiver who got paid.
Yep.
We forget, he got paid too. And I take Brandon Ayuk over Michael Pittman Jr. all day long. I think he's done more. If you want to talk about high leverage situations.
Yes.
Now, Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We've had him on the Pony Express. And he joined Willard or Dibbs yesterday. Thanks. Nice for scooping us, Lucas Willard. Nah, I'm kidding. But he's been all over this saying that Ayuk wants to play for the Steelers. And he got asked why he tweeted that the deal with Ayuk and the Steelers was at the goal line.
Look, I said goal line because I think the part of can we put a financial offer hypothetically in front of Brandon Ayuk that he would say yes to, I get the impression that that part is done. And it's just getting the trade thing worked out, and maybe they can't do it, or maybe the 49ers want to sit on it and wait. But I think the Steelers feel like maybe the complicated part, which has been an issue for other teams, you looked at what Adam Schefter said today, trying to get Ayuk to agree on a contract, parameters of that with a new team. My understanding is that part of it's pretty much done with the Steelers.
Wow.
So at the goal line. At the goal line.
Here's what I don't understand. It doesn't seem like they're going to break the bank for him, though, does it? Does it feel like he's going to get $31, $32, $33 million a year AAV from the Steelers?
Nope.
Is that how they do business? I mean, TJ Watt's one of their best players in the last 20 years, and even he had to do like a hold-in before they could pay him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Does anyone know anything? Like, what? Like, I feel like we're all just speculating.
We're all just speculating. Wow. I guess we're not going to have a guest on today.
There's a lot going on.
A lot of things are percolating. We're working on it, though.
Filippone. Oh, man. What if the money was equal, Filippone?
I don't think he feels like that's realistic. Clearly, I don't think he feels like he could get that contract from the 49ers. So if both things were, if the same contract was on the table from both teams, this is just a hypothesis of mine. I think he would take the 49ers contract.
Got it. Okay.
So what I'm guessing is maybe the 49ers offers like 26, and maybe a team like the Patriots is willing to give him 30, but he'll take 28 from the Steelers.
That was that a hypothesis? He said he dropped a hypothesis on me?
See, that's where Tom Pelissero comes in saying, you know, a lot of people out here tweeting and left and right. There's too many people who act like they have sources.
Well, I mean, I hear things and I don't pretend to put it out there as I'm like a right. newsbreaker. Because people ask us all the time, do they not? All our friends and family. Well, what do you know? What do you know? Well, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? And you don't even tell me stuff.
Yeah,
and it pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. I don't tell anybody. Off the record is off the record. And when people tell me to keep a secret, I'm going to keep my credibility with people. Because there's a lot of people don't see. A lot of people don't care about their own integrity. You know, they don't care about, you know, whether or not they screw somebody over or whatnot. People are all in it about themselves. But I'm about relationship building and networking and continue to grow those networks. So if somebody tells me something, they say, hey, it's off the record, then damn it, I'm going to zip my lips and I'm going to call myself Bennett because I ain't in it. That's just, it is what it is. That's where I'm at. So that's, you know, where I'm at.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.